to The Divine Breadcrumb with your hosts, Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen. Carol and Deb have always believed the universe helps people on their path by sending signs, clues, or what they call divine breadcrumbs. A divine breadcrumb can create both small and massive shifts in a person's life. On this podcast, Carol and Deb will speak with authors, healers, entrepreneurs, and other amazing people across the globe to discuss these pivotal moments. So get ready to learn, to love, and to laugh. And remember, the universe always provides if you allow it to. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Carol, co-host of The Divine Breadcrumb. I am so excited to talk to you about my new 10-week one-on-one coaching program, Energy, Esteem, and Empowerment. I designed this program for people who feel powerless, who feel like their self-worth has been damaged and continually attract toxic situations and people into their lives, but can't figure out why. And worse, they feel like they can't be who they really are. This is something I've been called to do for a long time based on my own experiences with trauma and abuse and my long journey to heal. In this program, we'll be focusing on uncovering your personal power, cultivating self-esteem and self-love, and doing deep energy work. It's time to remove the mask and let your true voice be heard. To learn more, go to carollcampos.com, click on the services tab, and then private coaching. Again, that's carollcampos.com, click on the services tab, and then private coaching. You can do this, and I'll be right there with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Divine Breadcrumb. I'm Carol.
This is Deb. Yes, welcome back.
Have you ever wished that there was an explanation for why you operate the way you do in the world, or a map of your unique genetic design? Well, guess what? There is. Today, we are talking with Ashley Bergen, an expert in human design, a framework that explores your unique energy blueprint based on fixed factors like the date and time you were born, as well as your birthplace. Using these details, Ashley is able to use the human design framework to show you how you can be more aligned, learn about what she calls your internal guideposts, and recognize your gifts. A few weeks back, I had a reading with Ashley, and I was blown away by how accurately she described me based on the limited information I had given her. But even more interesting to me was her explanation of why I show up the way I do and what makes me tick. There was so much to glean from my personal human design chart, and Ashley was able to walk me through the details and explain everything in a way that left me with a deeper understanding of myself. But she's an absolute joy to talk with. So today we're going to talk with Ashley about human design, 5 energy types, how we can use human design to have more joy in our lives, and why unlearning what we were taught is such an important part of the process. So Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
We are so excited.
We're very excited. Yay.
So before we go deeper into what human design is, tell us a little bit about you and what led you to learn about human design.
Oh, I'd love to. So I am a mum of 3 young kids, and I discovered human design maybe a year and a half ago, possibly more. And it was at a point in my life where I was really frustrated with the business I was running. I was frustrated with so much in my life. And I guess I just wanted to be able to know what the next move was for myself, know how I could have more ease in my life. Why was everything so difficult? You know, all the things. And then I must have been, I don't even know how I came across human design. In fact, most people don't know how they read into it, but you went down this massive rabbit hole, and I spent months and months and months for someone that had no time. I was finding time, like late at night, going down this rabbit hole on the internet on human design. And so I ended up doing reader training, spent so much time going through my chart and my children's chart and the people around me. And I ended up deciding that I was going to move completely into human design readings with, so I get to, I guess, share all this insight with people every day, and it's the best.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And there's so much detail. So maybe for our audience who maybe this is the first time they've ever heard of human design, maybe you can give a little bit of an overview.
Yeah, sure. So human design is a combination of several modalities. So there's astrology, the Kabbalah, the chakra system, the I Ching, a bit of quantum physics, and it's pulled together into this master system where we kind of unravel the energetics of each of us and what makes us super unique based on the time and the place we were born. When we're born, very specifically the birthplace, the date and the time, it's the perfect moment. It's like the portal your soul chose, and you're encrypted with the energies of that time. And what you get is, what we're looking at really is a blueprint of your soul, like how your soul chose to be in this life. And so when I'm looking at the chart, what I'm seeing is just information about you, specifically you and when you were born and how it was meant to be. Now we go through life and we change and we get conditioned and we're raised by people like parents, and then we have life experiences. And so often we are taken away from the way we really were designed to be. So when I'm doing readings, I'm not looking at who you are right now. I'm looking at who you were designed to be. And then often we discover, oh yes, that's why I feel that way. Or that's why I keep doing that thing, even though I keep trying to stop doing that thing. And you kind of realize things about, you rediscover yourself rather than, it's not like a new you. It's just like, oh yes, that should feel like a big sigh of relief. So that's in a nutshell what the system is and how I use it. How's that feeling for you? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's great. And I think you did a great job explaining that, because that is how I felt when I had the reading. It was almost like this permission slip to be who I am, because there were certain things that I was fighting against. And one of them was trying to just always kind of pushing to get things done. And as we'll get into the different types, my type, it's more about receiving.
Yes. So good.
So before we go there, can you tell us a little bit about where did this come from? What's this the history of human design? And why do you think this is such an important framework?
So it was a man in the 80s. Now I'm going to double check my stats. I reckon it was the 80s, but it might have been the 70s. Sorry, guys. But hey, I don't spend a lot of time on this because it is like a really, really interesting story. But he basically channeled the system. He had a really wicked week of insight and channeled this system. His name was Ra Uruhu, and he basically was able to, and this is a very, very detailed system we're talking about. He pulled in all these different modalities, and it's like he saw, oh my gosh, this is how we were here to be. There is actually a very distinct way. We are actually all here to be incredibly and uniquely ourselves, and it all plays a role in how, like, the I guess our universe plays out. And so there's like a symbiosis between each of the types. We are all designed to be together and also be incredibly unique. So that's how it came about. And so quite a while ago now. So since then, there has been a few changes, like little bits of changes to the systems here and there. But the way I look at the system is, I really love to break down the complexity into, what does this even mean for you? So there are so many different things, different layers of human design. And often the language is like, it's a lot of jargon. Often that doesn't really make much sense to just anyone. If I was to tell you, I don't know, so, you know, your authority is this, and what is your strategy, and this is your not self theme, it means nothing. So what I really love to do is to say, this is the system, and I've spent a lot of time looking at this, and I want to find a way for it to make sense for you, to hit home for you. So the way I talk about human design isn't always going to be like using exactly the same language as Ra Uruhu wrote it, but yes, it's I guess, an interpretation.
Which is great, because then, I mean, I've looked at the first, when I first read about all of this, I did look at all of the documentation, if you will, and I just went, okay, I'm going to need like a degree in physics or something, medical degree or something to understand all of this. So I'll look at it later. Yeah. And I haven't gone back.
That's right. Yes. Yes. Right. I get that.
Yes. And that's why I loved my reading with you, because you really took, I mean, all this intricate detail and information and were able to break it down. So I think a great place to start is talking about the energy types. So there are five major energy types for human design. So would you tell us a little bit about each one?
Yeah. So the energy types is where we really start when we start to talk to people about human design. It's not the biggest thing. In fact, there's so much more, but it's a really good place to start because you can start to understand a bit about the energetics. So your energy type is describing just how you were here to exchange energy with the world and other people. So the first energy type I like to talk about is the manifestor. And so they're about 9% of the population, but manifestors are here to birth newness and freshness and innovation and change to the world. And they bring about that because they've got a really, really dense and repelling aura. So they're here to push everything out of the way and bring newness. They're the ones that are often the change makers, or the heads of maybe companies, or people that are bringing brand new innovations to the world that literally transform everything. They're designed to basically propel humanity forward with this newness. And so manifestors have what we call a strategy. And so that's kind of just like a how they should be ideally, energetically, correctly exchanging with the world. And their strategy is to inform and to initiate. So they don't have to wait. If they have an urge or a desire to do something, they totally should just do it straight away. Only thing is, informing the people around them is going to help remove resistance, because the worst feeling for a manifestor would be trying to be controlled. Someone telling them, no, you can't do that. There is a better way. You were being too big. Be smaller. Say less. Worst feeling for a manifestor. In fact, for a manifestor, their not self theme is anger. So what happens in their body is they start to get anger and rage coming up when they're controlled. So they're here in this world to bring these brand new ideas. They're not here to implement all of it. Just bring the newness. The next type we have are generators. So generators are here with energy, life force energy. They're what they often say are the workers of the world. But I'm a generator and I don't really like that. I don't want to be told I'm here to work. I'm like, no, thank you. But they basically, the reason they speak about generators like that is because they have, once they've got that energy kicks in, it is everlasting. It keeps going and going and going. And so they really have the energy to build things, to spend time on the details, to pour their energy into something, to master stuff. So generators have this sacral life force energy that's lit up in them when they do things they love, when they do things that they feel called to do, when they feel do things that they're passionate about, that's when they have the energy. So for any generator that's listening, you do not have to do all the work all the time. You are only here to do things that light you up, because when you are lit up, they become super magnetic. And so the generator's kind of role in this lifetime is to generate this energy that the world can use and pull life towards them. So they're really magnetic. When they are living in complete alignment, they pull opportunities and life and people towards them really frequently. And they are just really fuzzy, lit up, joyful beings. The next type, I should add to the generator, when we're speaking about strategies, so how they are here to exchange energy, is they're here to respond. So rather than being like the manifestor, and a lot of generators have grown up in a world where they feel like they had to be like a manifestor. So rather than being like a manifestor and saying, oh, I want to do this, and pushing to get it done, generators are here to respond. So remember I was saying they were magnetic and they're pulling life to them. So their purpose is just to continue to bring life to them and respond to that. Do I want to pour my energy into this? Does this feel good for me? Do I want to enter this opportunity. It doesn't have to look like actual invitations, like only ever doing things if they are asked. It could be them listening to a podcast and being like, oh, I love that. I'm excited about that. I want to explore that more. But the point is that it's in response to life, and it's not kind of pushing life and trying to make stuff happen. When a generator does that, when they're trying to push and make stuff happen and there's nothing really there that they're responding to, you can often feel like they're pushing shit uphill. Like they're just, it's really difficult. It's really hard. It's really frustrating. So just wanted to add that for generators, they're here to be responding to life. The next type is a manifesting generator. Carol, you're a manifesting generator.
Correct.
So you know this one, but manifesting generators are a hybrid between manifestors and generators, but they're predominant. They are in essence a generator. So same thing goes, same strategy. They're here to respond to the world. They have beautiful, fizzy, everlasting energy when they're pouring into things that they love. But they also have this big, powerful manifesting ability where they can birth newness and freshness and innovation to the world as well. And so with those two combined, they're basically these little pocket rockets that have the energy to do things and also have all this innovation pouring out of them. So manifesting generators are slightly different to generators because they're usually a lot quicker. They usually have so many new ideas and they usually have the capacity to hold many of them at the same time. So they may be, the manifesting generator might be the person in your life that has like two different hobbies and three different jobs. And they also have time to go swimming every morning. And you're like, how are you even doing that? And it's because they have that energetic capacity and they also have that desire to do more than just that one thing. So that's the manifesting generator. Then we've got projectors. So projectors, the guides of the world. Their energy is really, their gift is the ability to understand systems and master things and see into other people and see how things can be refined, how things can be done better. They're really here to be these beautiful guides on this earth. So if we're looking back at how this all works, the manifestor brings this freshness, newness, the generators and the manifesting generators pour into it and really they make it happen. And then the projectors are there guiding, watching, learning, getting really, really wise, and then sharing their wisdom with everyone else and showing people this is how we can refine this. This is how we can make this better. So the thing about projectors is their strategy is to wait for the invitation. So there's a little bit of waiting that's happening in this one too. And the reason being is because they have so much wisdom, because they have the ability to see how things can be refined and improved and be better. It needs to be, that energy really needs to be invited and received. Have you ever totally been this person in my life, but you ever met someone that kind of offers you unsolicited advice? They're like, oh, you totally should do that. And you're like, thank you, but I really didn't ask. So, yeah. And it's because you never invited that, but imagine being open and saying, you are really wise. I recognize that you have a gift in this. I recognize you have experience in this. I recognize that you see this so clearly. Can you share this with me? Can you share your wisdom? Can you show me how I could do this differently? That's a different feeling. That was an invitation. You're inviting that projector to come in and share with you. So that's why that strategy is really so that the projector can do what they do best, which is guide, but it's only received if it's been invited. So that's the projector. And then the last one is the reflector. So the reflectors are almost like the barometer of society, because they are completely receptive to everyone around them and the environment around them. They're like mirrors and they're reflecting back and amplifying things around them, their environment, the people, the mood, the inspiration, anything that's happening around them, they're embodying, amplifying it and throwing it back out to the world. And so reflectors are really here to show us how we're doing. So if you've got a reflector in your life, now they're super rare, so they're like 1% of the population, but the reflectors are really there to show us where we are at. So if you've got a reflector in your life and they aren't doing really well, they're not very happy, they're a bit moody, they're a bit stressed out, it's quite possible that so are we and so are the people around them. And it's similarly, so the reflectors are really here to find joy in life, and we're all here to do that. But the reflectors are looking for surprise and delight. They want to feel good. So the reflectors over their lifetime are often learning boundaries, They're learning how to put themselves in the right environments for them to thrive. They're looking for ways. And because they are so open and they're reflecting everyone back, they have so much wisdom to share about everyone around them, because they can receive it and sample that and really, really feel that energy. So the strategy for the reflectors is to wait a lunar cycle, so 28 days. And the reason it's kind of said like that, it's more that they have to sample the energy over time. So as the transits shift, as the sun and the moon and the planets move through, different energies are at play. Plus, they're around different people constantly and things are shifting and moving, and they really need to sample all of that energy for the wisdom to land. So their strategy and their authority, which is their guiding system, helps them make energetically correct decisions, is always going to be to wait and feel that out. Feel something over time until that clarity lands and they know how they want to move forward. They're the energy types. That's where we start. That's the first thing we discover when we start learning our human design.
Oh my gosh, what a great overview. That was beautiful.
That was amazing.
And I guarantee there are people just chomping at the bit to find out which energy type they are right now.
Oh, we should tell them how they can do that. Do you want me to tell them?
Sorry. Yes, tell them how they can do that.
So there's this website is just really easy to use. It's and maybe you guys can pop it in your show notes. Not that I'm telling you what to do, but sorry, it's mybodygraph.com. So mybodygraph, GRAPH.com. And in that site, you pop in your place of birth, your date of birth, and the time of birth. And you have to be super specific. It really, for this to be accurate, you need your actual time of birth, the time. If you do not know, you can always play around with times over, like if you've got a time frame, like I'm not sure, it's between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., you could maybe put a few different times in and just make sure nothing drastically changes. So you can get that. That's not going to be super accurate. So if you can find your correct birth time, that's the best way forward. So you pop it in and you are going to see a graph of your body. So it will be a human body with different shapes all over the body, and then on the side there'll be an information tab, and on that information tab it will say your energy type is, and it will tell you which type you are. So that's a really good place to start if you just need to discover this really quickly.
Very, very cool.
Yes, and just to let people know, when you do this graph, it's going to pop up and there's going to be so much information.
Yes.
And you're going to think, what in the world? And that is where Ashley comes in, but we'll get to that in a bit.
So, okay, so now that everybody can go, has paused and gone and gotten their energy type off the website, now they're back, so they know their energy type. How can this help everybody bring more joy into their world and help them just in life in general?
Good question. So if we're discovering how we were here to be, my belief is that there is an element of ease and joy that was meant to come with it. And so when we're looking at our design, we're starting to discover things. Oh, it feels easier. So I'm a generator, and so are you, Debs. So we'll talk about generators for a bit. As a generator, we're discovering we are here to respond. So all of a sudden, for me, that was permission to pause a little bit and start to notice what's coming into my world. What do I want to respond to? What makes me joyful? What makes me happy? What are the things that I'm passionate about? What are my desires? What are the things I want to pursue? And that was the first permission slip I had to be, rather than I have to just do let's say a particular career, you do it so you can get a paycheck, so you can come home and then that's the way it needs to be. All of a sudden I was stopping. I was like, what do I want to do? What brings me joy? And how can I respond to that as opposed to try to make that happen? So for me, for instance, human design was bringing me a lot of joy. So I was like, how can I study that? Nothing had to change. I just responded to that a little bit. And I kind of followed that thread of curiosity. And so that's the first way I started playing with my strategy. And so I started learning things about myself. I love to be deeply connected with people. I love to be creative. As I started discovering the things that bring me joy, I did them more and more. And that seems really simple, but there's a few other things that I learned about myself with human design. They tell you, it starts to talk to you about what internal guidance systems and body wisdom that you already have. So for instance, my authority is I have an emotional authority, and so do you, Carol. So we are here to When we have an emotional authority, we're here to experience our emotions and ride this wave of emotions and then come to clarity and make decisions. So I started to experiment with that. What did it look like for me not to jump into things and to wait and to see how I felt about something and wait for clarity to hit before I started making decisions? And so what then happened was I was basically running this little human design experiment. Can I respond to life? Can I wait before I make a decision and trust my body wisdom and then take that next step and make an energetically correct decision? And the more I did that, the more ease I felt in life. So that's the way it kind of started playing out for me. So when you do a human design reading and you're discovering these things about yourself, so you're discovering your strategy, you're discovering your authority, that internal guidance system, the thing that's going to help you make the right decisions for you. You can also start noticing the parts of you that aren't you at all, or the parts of you that you picked up over time, or the parts of you that you maybe were trying to fix that were never broken. Like, for instance, I am very, very, have a lot of inconsistent energy in my chart. So if you were to look at my chart, it's very obvious in a lot of different places that I'm really not here to be super consistent. And so that was a huge permission slip for me to be like, what if I just went with where the energy went? Mm-hmm. What if I didn't have a really strict morning routine? What if I allowed myself to work when the energy was there and then didn't when it wasn't? Like, this was mind-blowing for me.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And because I was trying to fix that, I spent most of my life trying to fix that, to try to implement routines, to say, I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. and go to the gym every morning, only to rebel against myself. And then and then beat myself up for like not even committing to myself. And so it was this vicious cycle that I was going through that I just let go. I was just like, what if I honored the fact that I have an inconsistent access to this energy to do things and found a way to still get stuff done? So obviously I'm not saying don't do anything, but I'm saying like there are ways that you can get stuff done that honor your natural energy as opposed to, I guess, fighting it. And in so many ways I was doing that with my life. I was fighting what was naturally there for me with a kind of, you know, the rules that were set out for me. Is that kind of making sense?
It does. It's funny because I was just having a conversation. It was actually on LinkedIn, and this guy, basically what he does is help people, you know, manage their time better. And his question today was something about how do you get, you know, one of the bigger projects out of the way during the day? And of course he's recommending get it done first thing in the morning. And I said, you know what? I used to try to do that and I've learned not to. Now I just went, you know, now I kind of make the agreement, okay, this has to get done today, but the time of day it gets done doesn't really matter. If I'm feeling more energetic in the afternoon, that's when I work on it. And that, like you were saying, Ashley, it just, you kind of breathe this sigh of relief, like, oh, I can do this? Yes, I can.
So good. It's interesting because it's definitely not to say that these people are wrong. I think these systems in place, like if we're going to talk time management, for instance, there are people that's going to really resonate with, mm-hmm. and it makes absolute sense for. What human design is saying is like, it's kind of helping you work out what will resonate with you. So rather than you being like, Sarah said that she does this, so I'm going to try and do this to get more out of my day. But when you start knowing your design type, you're like, you know, I'm not even going to try that. That's never going to work for me. Because right. I know that I work best doing, you know, whatever the other system is, or maybe systems don't work for you at all, but it's kind of like this is how it works for me. Definitely gives me like a base level starting off point. So when I'm bringing new modalities into my life or new ideas, like, and I'm always, obviously I'm super interested in information and like stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I'm always learning. But when I'm doing that, I kind of have an internal checking system that I go through. I'm like, is this going to be authentic to me? Is this going to feel good for me to do this? Or is this me trying to fix something that I think is broken? Or me trying to be something out of alignment with myself?
Right. I love that. It's what a better way to live, you know, working with yourself instead of against yourself. So like we talked about, for anyone who's never done this before, and if you go to get your chart done, there's a lot of information that comes up and it's going to look a little overwhelming. And I strongly recommend that you reach out to Ashley. So Ashley, what can people expect in a session with you?
So it goes for, we do a live session and over Zoom, and we'll go for 60 minutes at the minimum. I often go a little bit over, but 60 minutes at the minimum.
And I was loving it.
And you know what the thing is, I do too. That's why it happens. I'm like, oh, can I tell you more? But so before that reading though, I send you an email and I set you up with a little video or two where you can get some basic information so you're not going in there blind. And it might, when you watch that video, it's an opportunity for it to bring up any questions. Maybe it highlights something to you, like, oh, I'd love to focus on this in the session. So that happens first. You get an email with that video. Then when we do a live session, we go over your energy type and we recap your strategy. So you would have spoken about that in that, we would have done that in the video. But then we talk about, we go to your authority, which is your internal guidance system, that body wisdom that you have that's going to help you make energetically correct decisions, which is often really powerful, because I meet with a lot of people who feel powerless in decision making and they don't know how to know what's right for them. So this is where we start in this place, this section of the reading, we really talk about the parts of the energy in your body you can rely on to guide you to make the right decisions. We'll talk about how to know when you're kind of out of alignment. So we call that the not self theme. So for generators, it's generators and manifesting generators, which we, all the three of us are, it's frustration. When things aren't going well, when we're out of alignment, we're super frustrated. Our signature, we talk about our signature. So what does it feel like when we are living out of sign? And so again, for the three of us, it's going to feel like satisfaction. So that's particularly for generators, but each of the energy types will have a different one. And then we talk about your profile. So your profile in human design is kind of like the role you will play, or the archetype you'll play out in order to fulfill your destiny. Yeah. Yep. That's what I want to say. Fulfill your destiny. So there's a few different profiles. And so what we'll do is we'll focus on yours. We'll pull it apart. What does this mean? How will you be? How do you use this in your life for it to be energetically correct? And then we often spend time looking at the different energy centers in your chart. So in your chart, there'll be energy centers that are defined, which means you have consistent access to that energy. And then there are energy centers that are undefined, which means the energy is inconsistent. It comes, it goes. You're here to receive and amplify the energies around you. So we usually unpack that and talk about what that might mean for you. And it usually weaves this beautiful story of you. Because we talk about, we can see these centers, I can see that they're open. I'm like, how does that feel for you? How do you access inspiration? Or we talk about maybe stuff about self-worth comes up. How does that happen from your undefined heart? So anyway, so there's like all, we then usually spend some time speaking specifically about your energy centers. So that's what you can expect in a reading. Just go through all of those things.
Oh my gosh. And it was so amazing. And of course, Ashley records the call and you get to see it. And I've actually gone back and watched mine a couple of times. And each time I listen, I get new information. There's just so much there.
Oh, I love hearing that. Yes. So good.
That's so exciting. So where can people find you, Ashley?
So I am, my social media of choice is Instagram. So my handle is Ashley E. Bergen. And I also have a website, ashleybergen.com, where you can book your reading in and read a little bit about what I do.
Excellent. We will put both of those in the show notes along with the mybodygraph.com so that people Excellent. Can just jump on this.
Yes, yeah, I love that.
It's fascinating. I mean, we could talk about this for hours and hours and hours.
Yes.
I know. And so for everybody listening, I can't recommend Ashley enough. I've had many, many, many readings of different types in my life, and this was such a standout.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Yes. I got a reading too. When I had my reading done, it was the same. Mind blown. I was like, yeah. Oh my goodness, there's something here.
Exactly, exactly. So yes, you haven't heard the last of me. I'm sure I will be coming to you again.
Oh, I would love it.
That's actually a good point. Like, is there, so the initial reading, is there more? Can you keep going deeper?
Well, you can.
Okay.
And apparently not with me. Obviously, this is like the top layer that we touch upon in the reading. But what I'm working on now, just but since you asked, I'm working on a way that we can learn more together, because I'm finding the more readings I do, the more people are like, okay, what next? How do I go deeper? How do I learn more? How do I apply this to my business? How do I read my husband's chart? And so I'm working on a way, and I haven't decided exactly on the method of delivery, but a way that you can unpack it a bit more and kind of start discovering a bit more about yourself and maybe the people in your life as well.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Well, when you get that figured out, you'll have to come back and tell us all about it.
Yes, I'd love to.
Well, Ashley, the time flew. Thank you so much for spending time with us. I have enjoyed myself so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I loved talking to you guys.
This was so much fun, and I can't wait to just read more about it, and I'm sure I'll be in touch for a reading. This is just so exciting.
Oh, it is. Thanks.
Everybody, thanks again so much for listening. We hope that you enjoyed this. Go check out Ashley's website. There's just so much information on it, and it's fascinating. And learning more about yourself can only benefit you and make your life easier. So go check it out. As always, you can catch the show on our website, thedivinebreadcrumb.com, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. If you have an idea for a guest, or you think you might make a good guest on the show, please get in touch with us. Check out our website, thedivinebreadcrumb.com, and just click on the contact form and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Hi, everyone. If you love the Divine Breadcrumb podcast and the stories we're sharing, please consider supporting the show by making a donation on our Buy Me a Coffee page. You can set up monthly donations or make a one-time donation in any amount you choose. Just go to thedivinebreadcrumb.com and click on the Support TDB tab. Or you can go to buymeacoffee.com/TDB. Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/TDB. We're forever grateful for your support.